You had hinted the last time you were here that you were already scouting locations. Without giving away the plot, can you at least reveal some of where Buffalo will be starring in this production?
We're all over the area. You know, we're in Lewiston and East Aurora, which is one of our favorite little places to be, and we're in Angola, Evans, and Buffalo proper. So we're traveling around to make, you know, a lot of little towns to make a composite town.
What and again, without giving away the plot, if you can at least offer just a basic synopsis of what we could expect in this production.
This is a film. It's a women's thriller. You know, it's aimed toward a female market, and it's sort of about a killer bride who's stalking the members of her own wedding party.
Bets. every groom's nightmare.
You know what? We all wonder why they don't wake up in time and realize it before it's too late. But that's just how marriage is.
I'm a happily married man, so I am only kidding when I pose that question. But you've said it before. There is just a lot that Buffalo has to offer. But tell us again the attraction of Buffalo and Western New York when you come scouting for locations.
At an interesting moment.
Well, you know, we'll get back to the Western New York. I want to talk about this, just about the tightness of your crew here in Buffalo.
Well, you know, we bring a lot of people from L.A., but we hire a lot of people, too. We hire as many people from Buffalo as we can, and that's one of the things that keeps us coming back, is that we've learned who's here and what's here, where things are that we need. We found crews that we like and that like to work with us. And so we've sort of created a core group here. And it cuts down the amount of time that we have to spend in an area. Normally, if we'd go out of state, we'd have to go there for weeks and weeks ahead of time to find the locations, to find the crews, to find out where the equipment is. Here, we can actually do 4 weeks of work in about 2 weeks' time, because we've set a system up.
You're always exploring. You've always found some locations here in the Buffalo area. What is it that keeps you coming back? And are you concerned that you run out of places to discover here?
You know, you always wonder whether or not you're going to run out of new places. But every once in a while, film commission will call and say, "Oh, you said you liked lighthouses. Would you like to see one?" And I went, "Yes." And so I scouted two lighthouses, and I'm going to come back and make a lighthouse movie. So as long as we can keep coming up and finding, you know, new and interesting things. But sometimes it's just really something as simple as a small town. You know, it's a sidewalk with a quaint movie theater marquee hanging over it. You know, these are the sort of things that big metropolises like Los Angeles and stuff don't really offer. So sometimes it doesn't have to be unique. Sometimes it has to be plain and simple and not complicated.
How much of that is your own personality when you discover the small town locations, like when you shot in East Aurora? How much of that is you, the person?
Well, you know, I'm from West Virginia, from a mountain community of a town that was unincorporated with no stop signs, stoplights, police, anything. And so I'm not a city person, and I never have been. So, you know, I fit right in. I fit right in, and I love these things. And what I really like as a director is to be able to capture the feeling that I get when I see these places. You know, the feeling that people get when they're in Hamburg or East Aurora, and they just go, "Oh, look how beautiful this is." What I try to do is transmit that feeling to a person who's watching it by finding the right angles, the right lenses, you know, the this and the that to sell it.
We think we're going to finally get some snow this year. We had a green, mild Christmas last year, and looks like you guys might be working in some white stuff this year.
Well, you know, we were wondering whether it was going to stop raining and start snowing at some point, so I think maybe it's going to start snowing. I don't know if that's going to play havoc with us or not, because we've shot outside already on this show. But you know what? We're prepared to do whatever we have to do, including melting all the snow in Buffalo if I have to.
In the meantime, when is this production scheduled for release?
You know, I'm not sure. It takes longer to finish them than it does to shoot them, and it's now Christmas time, so I would say sometime in the summer.
In the meantime, for those that want to see your Christmas movies, they are available on cable.
Yes, the one we just did here earlier this year, A Vermont Christmas, or Christmas in Vermont, I'm not sure which it is playing right now, and A Prince for Christmas is still playing, and A Mother's Revenge on Lifetime that we shot here as well is playing now.
Fred Olin Ray, thank you so much, and good luck with your latest film.
Thank you.
Thank you.